We love a counter-narrative here at Mind Over Money. And whilst the cost of living has undeniably risen over the last few years, eating well does not have to be expensive or complicated. And today we have Chelsea Goodwin, who's joining us to guide us through her kitchen and to discover how she cooks family meals for as little as $10. Today's discussion is going to be big on flavor, low on cost. So let's get into it. I'm Tim Evans, and this is Mind Over Money. Cool. Welcome, Chelsea. Welcome, Lockie.
G'day.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Lockie. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Really good. Yeah, it's so good to have you back on the podcast, Chelsea. And we just want to say a big congratulations on your book that's just been published.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, it's been a journey. The last time I was here, it was just a work in progress.
Depending when this is released, when exactly is the release date? Because actually, we might be just before it.
Yeah, so the release date is April 23rd, 2024.
Great, great. And where can we get a copy? Well, I got my copy pre-ordered off of Amazon. So I know you can get it off Amazon.
That's correct. So we're in the pre-order period right now, but as of April 23rd, it will be still available on Amazon, but also available in store at Big W, Dimmicks, QBD, David Jones, and a range of other retailers.
That's so good. Well done. So exciting. As we get started, I think we wanted to just start with what inspired you to create this book and where did this journey kind of begin for you?
Wow, they're two big questions. I'll start with what inspired me to write the book. I mean, the book really is just a compilation of 10 weeks of meal plans, and they're dinner meal plans with the recipes and the grocery lists. And it's just how I cook and plan at home. So that's how it sort of evolved, like the idea of the book and the way that it's structured. It's just the way I cook, the budget I cook with, and just put into print.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I've always been interested in the publishing process. I'd imagine a cookbook would be vastly different to, let's say, I know Lockie's written some business books, which is just in front of a computer, but for you, this kind of starts in the kitchen, but then there's so many other steps along the journey.
Exactly. There's the whole recipe testing process that you start with. So, you're testing ideas. Some things work out, some things don't. I was actually really lucky that I had a group of people, that a small group, I think they're about 120, that I took from my Facebook group. And they were helping me test recipes as well. So that was a really fun process. The recipe testing, finalizing those recipes, a lot of maths, a lot of spreadsheets, because I was working to a particular figure. So it's that, that whole concept of the book is $10 meals, but the average of each meal plan, each weekly dinner meal plan, is $2.50 per serve. So I had to be really careful about keeping under that figure. So there were lots of spreadsheets for every week, lots of checking grocery prices and making sure that I stayed true to that promise. So yeah, that whole process, I guess, I mean, it's research, right, which you do for any book, but it just looks a little bit differently when you're writing a cookbook. And then, of course, photos are a huge part of any cookbook. So that was a big focus as well, going through that photography process with my wonderful photographer, Melissa.
Chelsea, if you write another book, can we be part of your taste testing group? That sounds like fun.
100%. 100, the more the merrier. I would love that. And you know what? Isn't this terrible? I don't think we had any males in the group, because my demographic has been about 99% female. It's starting to shift a little bit. I think we're at about 97%, which I love, because I think we need more men cooking budget meals. But yeah, I would love more male testers in the group as well. That would be great.
That's awesome.
Well, I think you've got the two of us adding to that statistic.
Done. I'll sign you up.
No, very good. So when you do go through that process, obviously the first kind of filter is the $10, which I think is a great just concept to start with. And what are some other filters you're going through? Like, for example, are you looking at the nutritional balance of the meal, or obviously does it taste good? Does that come into your thought process?
To some extent, yeah. I mean, flavor, 100%. That's right up there as far as priorities when it comes to whether recipes meet the bar, I guess, for being included. But nutrition, yes. I mean, I'm not a dietitian. I'm not a nutritionist. Mm. I don't include nutritional panels in my recipes. But I have common sense, you know, and I'm feeding a family. And I know a lot of other people that cook my recipes are also feeding families. So it's really important to me that generally the meals, and not just the individual meals, but looking at the weekly plan as a whole, just seeing that balance there. But for me, a lot of that, I love color. So for me, a really colorful dish usually equals a pretty nutritious dish. If you've got lots of different colored vegetables, you've got lots of flavors happening. So that's what I'm looking for when I'm putting together recipes and putting together plans. It's not a book of healthy recipes. Like that, I'm not claiming that they're all healthy, but there are a lot of recipes I would class as being very healthy and nutritious within the book.
Yes. Yeah. Great. And it's a lot of whole foods from what I can see. And
Oh yeah. We love cooking from scratch. Yes. Yeah.
That's always going to be a huge win.
Chelsea, I love those kind of weekend meals where you got the takeaway inspired meals. So instead of going out and getting some KFC, you know, you do some tortillas at home. What are some of the other recipes you've added in?
The Friday night, we do a lot of Friday night fakeaway. So in quite a few of the meal plans in the book, we've got Thai, we do like pad see ew, we do like Thai basil chili stir fry, we do pad Thai, we've got Thai curries, we've got Indian curries, we've got fried chicken burgers, nachos. Ooh. I could go on. There's so many of those recipes that you might be tempted to sort of grab as takeaway, but are actually really, really simple to make at home and so much cheaper.
Love that. You're making our listeners hungry.
I'm hungry.
This is a great time to be releasing this book because the cost of food has gone up, but also people are spending more dining out and going to takeaway. And sometimes it is because, you know, you're driving home after a long week at work, it's Friday, and you do think, oh, I'll just pull in and get some takeaway for the family. But I love that you have these recipes in the book to have those fun takeaway inspired meals at home. And it is simple and quick and easy to make those meals. So that's awesome.
I'm looking forward to that as well. And on a Friday night, rather than going to take out, the fun thing can be with my kids getting together in the kitchen and making something together.
Yeah.
That's part of the joy of eating the food. And definitely. We find that we generally stick to a lot of the same recipes. So I'm looking forward to branching out and flicking through and finding some different options as well, which is exciting in of itself.
Yeah. And like you said, Tim, it's all about creating memories.
Chelsea, the book, it has some mouth-watering images in it, some very delicious recipes. I think people will realize that as soon as they pick it up off the shelf. But I love that it pairs in with your Facebook group, which is where I noticed you also share the photos of the actual products that you buy from Coles or Woolies. Speaking of the Facebook group, though, it's exploded since last time we talked. What have you been noticing from all the data that you've been collecting from this Facebook group? The comments, the recipes, people are posting and sharing things in there.
Yeah, so there are the two separate Facebook groups. So I have the original $10 Meals Australia group, which I like to think of as more of a food blog. I'm the only one that posts in there. That's where I share my meal plans, my recipes. A lot of those photos that you're talking about are my grocery shops and what I'm including in the recipe, you know, pictures of the ingredients and that sort of thing. And then we have the $10 Meals budget cooking community, which is a fantastic cooking community where people can just share their own recipes, ask questions. They both serve a purpose. They're both growing constantly. I mean, one is only just over a year old. The other one is, I think I started a few months later. So I think we're at the moment about 70 something thousand and 140 something thousand in the other group.
Oh, and wow.
I think what why we're seeing this huge growth is just out of a need. It's people are really crying out for solutions when it comes to saving money on food and budget recipes. And I think both of these groups serve a purpose to provide different solutions for people and help with really keeping their costs down.
Yeah. So as we head into winter, or we're all in Brisbane, so Brisbane's version of winter, and maybe in
a
this
light summer,
it's a light, so that's why we love Brisbane. But maybe this is a season to, you know, knuckle down, continue to save some money towards whatever goals you have. And I'm just thinking about just some winter meals, because I did want to ask about kind of your favorite meals and what, and do you think about seasonal cooking, and what kind of winter options are they going to be, as they're going to fill us up, that are just don't break the bank as well?
I love winter cooking. It's my favorite season to cook in. And I think it's also one of the best seasons to be able to cook things that are low cost, because you can batch cook in winter. You can make big pots of stews. You can make curries. You can slow cook things and, you know, big pieces of meat and use them over multiple meals. There's so many options. I mean, when I was writing the cookbook, I knew that it was coming out in April. So I knew we were sort of hitting the end of the warm weather. So I was quite conscious with the recipes I put in there that people would be cooking a lot of them throughout the cold months when they first got the cookbook. So that even though there's a variety of dishes for a variety of seasons, I have included quite a lot of soups and stews, curries, all that sort of like really nourishing cold weather food, which can be made really low cost by making sure that you're choosing those seasonal vegetables when you're putting those meals together. And I do give lots of sort of swap outs within the, so you get the grocery list, but then there's also another section straight after that that tells you what you can swap out depending on the season, depending on what's on sale. So all of that is covered in the book, but also great to use cheaper cuts of meat. So your bone-in pieces, your skin-on pieces, those larger cuts that you can then spread over multiple meals, like I mentioned before.
That's so good. I've recently discovered just buying the big chunk of meat, and then I've been Googling how to chop it up and use it and use it for different meals. It's been really an education.
Yes.
So I'm someone who can follow instructions. I can put together IKEA furniture fairly well.
Great.
But how simple is it to follow along with these recipes? And for maybe a layman, someone's new to cooking, how are they going to go?
Tim, I have your back. You do not need to worry, okay? This was something I thought so long and hard about. And also with the recipe testing group I had, there was a lot of feedback that I asked from them in regards to the way that the recipes are laid out, the detail that I go into. I'm a very detail-oriented person, so it's kind of hard because you don't want to put too many words on a page, but you want to make sure there's enough information and the right information. So what I actually have done is structured my recipes quite differently to the way that you'd see in most recipe books. So I have a prep section in each recipe, and that just gives you those let me put it this way. I'm aware that people, not everybody can cook and prep at the same time. But I was also really, really conscious because I have a lot of people in my groups that are neurodivergent, that have or have very, very limited cooking experience. So I wanted to take those, I guess, different circumstances into consideration as well when I was structuring my recipes. So I have this prep section in every recipe. So it's really basic. It'll be like, you need to crush your garlic, dice your onions, and it will tell you how small, how large, like cube your potatoes into 2 centimeter cubes, peel them, you know, all of the information is in there. If you're an experienced cook, you might just read that in the ingredients and skip over that section, but it's there for people that need it, and it's separate from the rest of the instructions. So that was really important to me, and I give detail. I will tell you how much oil you need to put in, not just put the oil in. I will tell you, you know, how large or small you need to dice your vegetables. I will tell you all of this, how many minutes you need to cook that meatball for. You have everything in there.
No kitchen fires.
Oh, I love it. No, yes. Kitchen fire. I guess you can't guarantee that.
Yeah. No, no. I will not be held accountable for any kitchen fire.
I'm a sucker. I always put too much oil in.
This is great. I'm just looking at one of your recipes on your example page here. Some green carbonara. Ooh, looks so good. But yeah, it looks really simple. Looking at the steps, there's only 5 steps there.
Yeah, that is a very, very quick and simple recipe.
What's the first recipe people should try in the book?
Good question.
Okay, I would say not the first recipe. I would say the first meal plan you should try. I have 2 current favorites. This may change. Right now, my favorites are meal plan 1, because that is the very first meal plan I ever shared online. And it is something I go back to constantly. We will cook that. Maybe every two months, we'll cook the entire meal plan as written. When I just want a break, I just want to do something, you know, my hands make the food without me even thinking at this point. So it's such a low cost meal plan. So I would say meal plan 1, great winter meal plan as well. And I would also say meal plan 4, which has a range of meals. I think most of the meals in that plan are 30 minutes or under. So that's another favorite, and just a great variety of meals in that week's plan. You've got like Thai, you've got Middle Eastern, you've got Italian. It's just a really nice variety of colorful meals with lots of different flavors.
Oh, that's so good. I think something just to highlight with this book is the way that it's structured is around meal plans, because you buy ingredients that you will use over multiple meals, and that's how it becomes cost effective as well, and less waste. And that's something that's beautiful about the whole process is, okay, you have this kind of shopping list and there's going to be a little waste and everything's going to get used. I really love that concept.
That's right.
Well.
And when there are things left over, I will give you suggestions on what you could use them for. Like there's a situation where there'll be like a little bit of basil pesto left in the jar, and I'll tell you, hey, why don't you just mix that in with some scrambled eggs, or why don't you do this? So you're getting, for those items that aren't necessarily pantry staples and do have an expiration date on them, you're getting ideas to use them up so they don't sit in the back of the fridge and go off.
Oh, so I see that note here, because usually on a website, you'd have just all the fluff. You can keep this in the freezer for 2 weeks. I do see here you've got the leftovers. They can be stored in the fridge. Keep the extra egg whites from the carbonara. You can add to scrambled eggs for breakfast the next day.
There you go.
I see that there. That's great.
Very good. So for listeners to find out what meal plan number 1 and number 4 are, you got to pick up the book, $10 Meals with Chelsea. Chelsea, again, where can we find the book and where can we find the Facebook group?
I'll start with the Facebook group. It's pretty easy. If you just type into your search bar, $10 Meals Australia, both of the groups should come up. You'll find them there, or you can find me on Facebook and then you'll be able to navigate pretty easily to the groups. As far as the book, it is available. It's currently available for pre-order from Big W, Amazon and all good bookstores, but from the 23rd will be available again at Big W and Amazon, but also in store at Dimmicks, QBD, David Jones, and lots of small independent bookstores as well.
So good. And Chelsea, can we have you on our webinar for our members to do some maybe live discussion of recipes or cooking?
I would love that. I would absolutely love that. I'd love to come back and get to know your members.
Awesome. Love it. All right. We're going to hold you to that.
No problem. I'm there.
Well, Tim, I'm famished. I'm ready for some lunch. I wish the book came out today. Unfortunately, we're recording this about 5 days before it releases. So, But keep an eye out, listeners, on our Instagram page. We're going to be giving away some signed copies of Chelsea's book to give away. So keep an eye out for that shortly after this episode is released. Thank you, Chelsea.
Yeah, thank you so much, Chelsea.
Thanks, Lockie. Thanks, Tim. It's been great chatting with you guys.
Should we do a disclaimer? This is not nutritional advice or financial advice. How could you get financial advice out of this?
Except that you should go and buy the book.
Yes.